Thank you for downloading the Christ United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. Our church is located in Rochester, Minnesota, and you can visit our website at www.cumethodist.com. Today's sermon is titled, Make Room, and will be given by Ken Bauman. The texts for this week's sermon are Psalm 27, verse 1, and verses 4 through 9, and 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10 through 18. We suggest that you read through these texts before listening to the sermon. May you have a blessed day.
Good morning. There are times when I hear pieces of music that keep repeating over and over. For those of you who remember the phonograph, it's like when the music gets, or the needle gets stuck in the groove and it plays over and over and over and over until you finally have to get up and stop it. Have any of you had that experience? I'm sure some of you have. The same thing happens to me with words and phrases. They stick in my mind and I hear them repeating just like the music. The recent series of reflections on spirituality, which were published in the church newsletter, The New Spirit, are a result of hearing these words. They seem to be implanted in my mind, and they won't go away. These words that became titles of the articles were, and you may remember these, Move On and Stop, Look, and Listen. These words resulted in some pondering for me. I asked myself, what's the meaning of these words? They almost seem to contradict one another. Move on, but also stop, look, and listen. These words opened up a new chapter in my journey, which began many years ago. The chapter began with move on. One of my first questions was, where do these words come from? Is God involved in planting them in my mind? Or are they reflections of my own inner struggle as I continue my journey that I've been on that has no end? I decided after thinking about them that God was involved in some way. As I thought back, there were times in the past when the same thing had happened. My belief is that being open and listening for the small, quiet voice of God results in God's giving us messages or prompts. I also believe that God speaks to us all the time. We just may not be very good listeners. I thought about the meaning of move on for days. Move on to what? Move on when? Were these words a personal message, or was there meaning beyond me? If these words were personal, I thought I could handle that. I could see how they would apply to me. I also know that whatever God asks, if God gives these words in a different context, God supports. God is always there, always. Sometimes God asks us to move from one place, from a place of safety to a place of vulnerability, to cross the river without knowing what is on the distant shore. Maybe this was one of those times. A vision of Jesus came to mind when I thought about this. Jesus, who was continually moving on, breaking rules, tearing down fences, always loving, and not always finding love in return. I began to think about myself again. With God leading me, how could I be fearful? Where is my faith if it isn't in God during these times? My thoughts moved back to Jesus. If I am the body of Christ, then nothing is impossible. Jesus took risks. Jesus encouraged the abandonment of the old ways. He made room for tax collectors, the poor, prostitutes, women, those people that were excluded, not recognized, not loved. Jesus opened our eyes to see others, to stop and think about the least and the forgotten. Moving on, I decided, was God's work to bring about change. It has caused me to see things in a different way. Jesus spent much of his time in prayer with God. I needed to follow Jesus' example. The next words that came were even more puzzling. Stop, look, and listen. I can see the old railroad crossings signs with these words painted on the crossbars. How could I discern the meaning of these words? How did they relate to move on? After the positive message I thought I received in move on, where do these words fit? They seem to be a warning. I took out the Bible and looked at some scripture for clues that could help me. I didn't find any scripture that mentioned stop, but I did find a piece on waiting that seemed to offer some explanation. Psalm 27:14, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. I decided that the message I was getting before moving on was that it was important to be in prayer, to stop and wait for some assurance that moving on was in a positive manner. The beautiful hymn that we sang earlier in the service speaks to look and listen. The words of the first verse, open my eyes that I might see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. The refrain goes on, silently now I wait for thee. I was thinking about these words, that the words look, stop, look, and listen were a warning. But now I have a different understanding of what it means to look. Looking may be the action that God is asking for. Look at yourself. Are you who you want to be? Who is God asking you to become? The idea could be broadened to include looking at the world around us. What do we see there? What needs changing? Does it apply to Christ's church? Are we looking at who we really are? Are we pleased by what we see? Or are there things that could be changed? Psalm 8:3 reminds us of the kingdom God has created for us, all of us. We are reminded of the beauty that God has put here. Are we tending it in a way that we should? What about the people inhabiting this kingdom? Are we excluding some people? Maybe not knowingly, but through not being as open as we could be? Listening can involve many things. It is difficult when we listen for God. God's words are hard to hear, and we often miss them in the hurried lives that we lead. There are some things that happen when we do hear these words. We may not always want to hear them. God may be asking us to do something that we are uncomfortable with. The second verse of the hymn I mentioned earlier, Open Your Eyes, continues, open my ears, that I might hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ears, everything false will disappear. This is a wonderful hymn which was written in 1895 by Clara H. Scott. It carries a great message, I think. While I was making my way through all of these words, move on, stop, look, and listen, still another phrase came into my head. These words to make room were even more puzzling. I can only summarize that all of these words seem to mean move on, don't be satisfied with the status quo, what we have now. Take new risks, find new frontiers, cross the river, or as Pastor Mike said to me recently, and I quote, you wanted to get out of the boat, in reference to a book that I was reading titled, If You Want to Walk on Water, You Have to Get Out of the Boat. Maybe it's time to walk on water. Certainly not literally, but figuratively. Maybe we need to open our hearts and our minds and our doors as we proclaim we do, by inviting those people who may feel excluded from our fellowship. This is a verse in Philippians that comes to mind. Paul in Philippians 2, 1 through 5 states, if there is any encouragement in Christ and consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you, that is in Jesus Christ. Paul's letter to the Philippians speaks about how we need to treat each other. The Philippians welcome Paul and the gospel he preached. The tone of this letter is to a people who learn to share their lives and appreciate one another. The gospel seems to have turned strangers into friends. How great it would be if we could also turn strangers into friends at Christ Church. The last line of "Open my eyes that I may see" gives good direction for the future of moving on, stopping, looking, listening, and most importantly, making room. The verse goes on like this: "Open my mouth and let me hear, let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share." Maybe it's time to make room for those who might feel excluded or not welcome in our fellowship. God's word has always been love. The great commandment, loving God and loving one another, says it all. I'll close with words from another piece in our hymnal called "For Courage to Do Justice." "Open my ears that I might see the needs of others. Open my ears that I may hear their cries. Open my heart that they need not be without help. Let me not be afraid to defend the weak because of the anger of the strong, nor afraid to defend the poor because of the anger of the rich. Show me where love and hope and faith are needed, and use me to bring them to those places. And so, open my ears, my eyes, that I may this coming day be able to do some work for peace for thee. Amen."